On Wednesday's front page, wins in two Super Tuesday primaries added to Mitt Romney's lead in delegates, but Rick Santorum won in Tennessee, North Dakota, and Oklahoma. President Obama answered Republican critics by saying war with Iran is not a game. And we'll look at how miniature e-books are letting journalism stretch its legs. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Rick Santorum pushed Mitt Romney to the limit in Ohio and won in Tennessee, North Dakota, and Oklahoma. That overshadowed Romney's claim of collecting the most delegates in the Super Tuesday primaries. Times reporter Jeff Zeleny says the messy intramural fight many thought would be over now seems destined to continue. Times reporter Jim Rutenberg says the results gave every candidate something to cheer, except perhaps Romney, who had hoped Super Tuesday would guarantee him the nomination. The race in the battleground state of Ohio is too close to call, but Romney stands to get the most delegates there because Santorum didn't get on the ballot in all of the state's congressional districts. The debate in the last few weeks involved issues like contraception or women in combat, but in state after state, voters said the economy was their main issue. In Ohio, more than half said economic issues came first. Nearly 3 in 10 mentioned the federal budget deficit. In Georgia, where the foreclosure rate is among the nation's highest, nearly 6 in 10 put the economy at the top of their list. It also mattered most for nearly 6 in 10 voters in Massachusetts, where Romney racked up big numbers but only lukewarm support. Romney was governor there but served only one term, and he spent much of his final year in office outside the state. Also on Wednesday's front page, President Obama accused his Republican critics of, as he put it, beating the drums of war.
What's said on the campaign trail? You know, those folks don't have a lot of responsibilities. They're not commander-in-chief.
The president told a White House news conference that diplomacy can still resolve the crisis over Iran's possible pursuit of nuclear weapons.
This is not a game. There's nothing casual about it. And, you know, when I see some of these folks who have a lot of bluster and a lot of big talk, but when you actually ask them specifically what they would do, it turns out they repeat the things that we've been doing over the last 3 years. It indicates to me that that's more about politics than actually trying to solve a difficult problem.
The president's comments came after Santorum and Romney spoke to the pro-Israel lobbying group AIPAC. Santorum blasted the negotiations with Iran. Romney said hope is not a foreign policy. The shadowy underworld of internet hackers was rocked by news that one of the world's most wanted computer vandals had been an FBI informant. Law enforcement officials say he helped build a case against 5 other alleged hackers. The FBI said it captured the legendary hacker known as Sabu last summer. He turned out to be 28-year-old Hector Xavier Monsegur, a self-taught, unemployed computer programmer who was living on welfare here in New York. The arrest suggests there's friction in the ranks of so-called hacktivists who've been carrying out attacks on companies like Sony and PayPal. Times critic Dwight Garner says Kindle singles are probably the best reason to buy an e-reader. They're works of long-form journalism that aim for the sweet spot between magazine articles and hardcover books. He says Amazon is cherry-picking the best articles from other websites, and it's commissioning its own. Inside Wednesday's Times, former Texas tycoon R. Allen Stanford was convicted in a $7 billion fraud case. The verdict came one day after jurors told the judge in Houston they couldn't reach a unanimous decision. They ended up finding Stanford guilty on 13 of the 14 charges he was facing. Prosecutors said he ran what amounted to a Ponzi scheme. They said he lied to investors for more than 20 years as he channeled their money into a secret Swiss bank account and losing business deals. An architect of Greece's debt deal wants more haircuts for creditors. Duke University law professor Mitu Gulati was involved in developing the blueprint for Greece's bond write-off. He says working things out with creditors would avoid a lost decade of bailouts and austerity in southern Europe. Also in Wednesday's Times, a look at one very cold and soggy ferry. It's a decommissioned Staten Island ferry boat that was anchored in upstate Newburgh, New York. It began taking on water and sank over the weekend. Wednesday's Times says it was being considered for a waterside lobster shack by celebrated chef Jean-Georges Van Richten. He said last year he could imagine a simple menu, a huge cocktail lounge, and even a marine museum. He isn't saying where the project stands now. The Coast Guard says water's being pumped out of the boat, and indications are it can be salvaged. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.